Should you avoid really any kind of foods that will raise it at all? I mean, should you just live on nuts and fruits if you can handle it?
Oh, no, no, no. You don't need to do that. What you need to do is basically, if you keep the glycemic index of your food below about 50, you're going to be just fine unless you're already a very serious diabetic. You could get a book on Amazon.com called The New Glucose Revolution Supermarket Shopping Guide. It's a little paperback, small enough to fit in your pocket. Take that with you to the supermarket, and before you buy something, take a look in there at what it says about the glycemic index.
Dirk, there have been documentaries on you and Sandy, and again, you're best-selling authors as well. What do you recommend for people on your website?
Well, we have a free life extension newsletter that we've been writing for about the past 12 years. There are thousands of pages of it there. Most of the articles are written for intelligent laymen. Every now and then you get into an article, and by the end of the first paragraph, you realize you're totally lost. That was one of the few that we write for other professional scientists in the field. Just skip over that one and go on to the next one. But we have a lot of practical, helpful information in there about how people can use nutrition to improve their health and their life expectancy and their enjoyment of life. For example, people that get angry and all stressed out. I mean, suppose you got a boss who's a real, real SOB. I mean, you know, you don't really dare quit at this time. There's not many jobs out there.
You're stuck with this guy. You got to take what you can get.
So, but the thing is, it turns out that a supplement of tryptophan and cofactors, or in some cases you may need a metabolite of tryptophan called 5-hydroxytryptophan and cofactors, it's nature's Prozac. It can calm you down. It doesn't tranquilize you. It doesn't make your boss a better person. But instead of grinding
you don't care
all day long, you just say, well, you know, I'm sure glad it's going to be Friday in two more days.
Cancer, of course, is on everybody's mind these days. I think all of us know someone or a family member who might have had it or has it now. What do you do about it supplement-wise?
There's a lot of things that you can do to reduce your risk of cancer. Tea, for example, especially green tea, is known to reduce the risk of cancer. The element selenium, particularly in the form of sodium selenite, 200 to 400 micrograms a day of that will reduce your risk of cancer. Vitamin E can reduce the risk of cancer in certain areas. If you're a male, and especially if you're past 45, I recommend you take a nutrient called lycopene. You can get that out of tomatoes or tomato juice or V8, mm-hmm. or you can get it in pills. That reduces your risk of prostate cancer, along with selenium and vitamin E and vitamin D.
What about saw palmetto as well?
Saw palmetto is useful for treating prostatic hyperplasia and certainly should be tried before you take prescription drugs that have more side effects. But that's not something that's going to decrease cancer per se.
Okay.
The selenium and the lycopene and the vitamin E and the vitamin D, those are things that will really help you. So will the tea. I really suggest people drink plenty of tea.
Green tea especially?
Green tea is particularly good at preventing cancers. Different types of teas have different effects on different parts of the body. I really suggest that people drink a mixture of it. Like you may mix a little black tea with your green tea, or oolong tea with your green tea, or pira tea with your green tea, and just mix it up around. You have a different family of molecules in these different teas.
Dirk, what are smart pills?
Well, smart pills are substances that improve cognition in one way or another. And there are some drugs that do that, but of course the drugs have some real problems with side effects. On the other hand, there's some nutrients that can also help your brain function. Choline, for example, particularly when taken with vitamin B5, that's pantothenate or pantothenic acid or calcium pantothenate. The choline can get turned into acetylcholine in your brain, and acetylcholine is involved in memory and focus and concentration. And it's something that, especially as you get older, your brain has there's a barrier around your brain called the blood-brain barrier. And the ability of choline to get transported across that blood-brain barrier into your brain is about 20% at the age of 50 as what it was when you were a young adult. So the thing about the old dog having a hard time learning new tricks, it's true, and part of that problem is not enough choline's getting into the brain. Choline is an essential nutrient, but you need more of it as you get older. And it's easy to take a choline supplement. It's inexpensive, and it's very safe.